Well, the revelations about fake news sites influencing voters during the US elections have politicians in Europe alarmed about the trend affecting them. Political leaders in France and Germany will face their voters next year, and Italians may also be heading to the polls. Already, senior political figures are voicing concern that fake news sites and web robots are being used to spread misinformation and manipulate public opinion. Europe correspondent James Glenday filed this special report for The World Today.
Ever since the Brexit vote, the use of bots, that's web robots for the uninitiated, has featured prominently in the European media. They're a powerful and increasingly utilised tool that Philip Howard, a professor of internet studies at Oxford University, has spent several years examining.
A bot is a user account that's been programmed to tweet or post automatically. So often it has a curator or a programmer behind it, but that programmer makes it release content automatically.
So it could, you could program a Twitter account to say it's 11 o'clock, it's 12 o'clock.
Yes, and people do that.
Or Hillary Clinton's a pedophile.
Exactly. They can be used to spam people about commercial opportunities, right? Things you need to buy. They're used to do silly things, and they're used to tweet about politics.
During the recent US election, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton both had armies of bots backing them, retweeting, liking, sharing, and posting. But according to Professor Howard's research, those backing the president-elect won by a ratio of 5-1 in the days leading up to the vote, and generally spread their message further.
Is that because Donald Trump is a very colourful, I'll call him colourful character, and therefore colourful things generate more clicks, more news anyway, and more interest?
I think you hit it there, yeah. It's the things that Trump says are easily turned into hashtags and memes, and he's active, quite active and creative on Twitter, and so this makes it easy for people to take his quotable quotes, link with a news story or a fake news story, and push out a negative message far and wide over social networks.
As a journalist, I would like to think that has no impact on the public debate and my profession, but what did you find that that sort of did?
Well, it has a couple of impacts on, I guess I'd say, democracy at large. First of all, bots are particularly useful political tools for targeting your opponent and journalists. So you set up a bot army to harass a journalist or harass an opponent.
A critic.
A critic, yeah. Critics, and it's a powerful tool for that. And then there's the tactic of using bots to make yourself seem more popular or make it seem like there's a consensus around what you're saying.
Professor Howard's research is yet to be peer-reviewed. There's also no direct evidence to suggest bots change how people vote, but they do seem to work better on the left and right rather than in the centre of politics, and when they're combined with fake news or opinion pieces.
Well, I think in this way, social media platforms are eroding democracy. I think they're putting us into a kind of democratic deficit because structurally they let us choose only to get our favourite news stories from on our favourite topics from our favourite journalists. And I think it's healthy for the public sphere to have people occasionally meet new faces, that people they haven't met before, read news stories from sources they don't default to. And social media takes away some of that randomness in our public life.
In 2017, Germany and France have elections, and Conservative Chancellor Angela Merkel, who is facing pressure from the far-right group Alternative for Germany, is so worried about the impact of bots and fake news in her country that she recently asked Professor Simon Heglich from the Technical University of Munich to deliver a special presentation.
Well, I think many people worry about this, and I think there is enough reason to worry about this. But nevertheless, I think that the situation in Germany is quite different from what we have seen in the US.
He believes France has more economic, political, and social similarities to the United States, and thinks it would be easier for the bot campaigns of political parties to influence public opinion there. But Professor Heglich says Germany still faces the risk of a large-scale attack.
So that you have an actor with more or less unlimited resources who is trying to change public opinion in the process of election.
Russia is, of course, one large actor that many governments worry about, though there are other hacking groups that may want to disrupt elections. Professor Howard says Australians need to be aware of the risks.
The bots follow every major geopolitical issue that you can think about. So there are bot wars between Pakistan and India. anything that's a national security issue for Australia will have some bots active on it. So I would guess South China Sea, relations with Indonesia, the status of immigration and immigrants, those will be issues in which there will be active bots in Australian public life very soon.
What's the answer to combating this? Because obviously one of the strengths of Western democracy has been a freedom of the press, and vice versa, probably one of the weaknesses in places like Russia and China has traditionally been the absence of that. But, I mean, what is the answer to protecting that?
Well, I think the answer in part is that we all have to live by the rule of law, and there are election rules about what you can and cannot do with media, and Twitter and Facebook are supposed to follow those rules. Facebook, as you said, is the platform for modern politics. And so I think it's, you know, we expect broadcasters like the ABC to carry political debates, to give equal time to several political candidates. Facebook needs to be thinking about ways to contribute to public life, not run it down.
He says electoral commissions should all be studying what social media bots could do to their political systems, because they're undoubtedly here to stay. In London, this is James Glenday reporting for The World Today.